The year-old law requiring that mental health be taught in schools across New York State doesn't dictate a set curriculum. So it's kind of like a statewide laboratory to figure out what works and what doesn't. Ken Houseconnect is executive director of Mental Health Advocates of Western New York.
Without a uniform curriculum, it does leave districts quite a bit of latitude to develop programs that are not shared across the entire state. And the downside to that, I think, is obvious. Some work, some don't.
But when districts develop strategies that do work, Houseconnect says, there's an opportunity to scale them up across the state. Right now, one strong leader
would be Niagara Falls, which is an urban district. It's not a particularly wealthy district. It's a district that's undergoing radical demographic change. And yet they've taken a very enlightened and progressive view toward mental health education.
It's much more than just having classroom programs. It's our belief in Niagara Falls that opportunities like more drama, more theater, more dance, more athletics, more outside participation, those are also two mental health programs.
Mark Laurie is the Niagara Falls City Superintendent. He says his district is going above and beyond what the state requires.
The law and the regulations are just a very low minimum bar that's been set. We've tried to expand it to seeing where and when in every part of a student's life and day can we interject ourselves.
Regional and state officials say this local autonomy allows schools and teachers to better serve the specific needs of their students. Dr. Catherine Collins is New York State Regent for Western New York, and Mary Ellen Elia is the State Commissioner of Education.
Those schools out there who's developing their curriculum know their populations.
I do think it's extremely important, as Regent Collins pointed out, that this is a local decision.
Elia also says the new effort is about more than coursework.
It is creating a climate in a school of support, and that should be supportive of students, but also of the faculty that's working with them and the families.
Half of all mental illnesses begin by the age of 14, according to the World Health Organization. Recent studies also show that depression, anxiety, and suicide have risen sharply among American teens and young adults over the past decade. Early intervention and treatment can help mitigate the impact of mental health issues. There's also a local 24-hour hotline run by Crisis Services for anyone in need. That number is 834-3131. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.